Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go any further, I want to take a second to give a special, special thanks and huge shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be one Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. So here's the thing. If you're just joining us for the second hour, we went down a couple of roads. We kind of put our bow on the Coleman Hawkins thing. His latest interview seemed to be very cringe for the locker room, for the coach, for the basketball personality. You know, those interviews that you blame the coach, those never go over well, and those end up being like very, very bad for perceptions of a university. Like I said, especially in this kind of climate. So here's the thing. We did a little, you know, basketball personality. We did, you know, had a little fun about the traffic personalities, and we closed it with a quick question. However, I will say before we move into the subject, we did get a pivot. And I got to ask you this, for those of you who didn't hear it. And again, apologies for the YouTubers that I muted out. I didn't do it on purpose. I just didn't come back on time. Okay, the Chris Brown situation, for those who don't know, Chris Brown is charging the singer, dancer, Chris Brown is charging $1,100 for, not quite salacious, but whatever word is short of salacious.
I also want to clarify, it's strictly because it's Chris Brown. He's a bad person. If it was Barack Obama, I'm cool with it. If it's anyone else.
Now you're totally covering.
you can guess who told me to say that, though.
Tanner had to clean it up. He had to do the political cleanup. So here's the thing. Chris Brown's charging $1,100 to take, like I said, hands on the glutei, the glutei maximuses. And like I said, like you just imagine in positions you don't want to see your lady posing with Chris Brown. Okay. Now those pictures are getting all over the internet, and it's just, and again, they getting sold out quick. So whatever, however we want to judge Chris Brown, his Chris Brown package sales are getting, he's getting paid. Okay? I got to ask you the question, Tanner. One texter, I'm proud of you. One texter and James Black are the two people I'm proud of because they asked the question. Now, your girl paid $1,100 to be photographed, pressed up on Chris Brown. Tanner, how much would you pay to be with your favorite celebrity in the same kind of predicament and have that photo, like a not a Photoshop photo, to have a real handful of insert your dream woman here?
I don't have to spend money. It's my girlfriend. No, but if I'm being celebrity-wise...
Yay! He doesn't have to get it for free.
Yeah, no. But celebrity-wise, Sofia Vergara.
What would you pay?
That would be a steep payment.
What would you pay to have that photo, however you want that photo? That's internet friendly, of course.
The internet does find it. I would. All right, I'm gonna go back on my words. I'd probably pay $1,100 for that.
Oh, listen! I went to the back and I asked James about it, and he instantly, no, she's done. Like,
yeah.
Would you expect your girl to be done with you after that picture?
Oh yeah, probably. She's Latina. There's no way I'm getting out of that one.
You'd sacrifice your relationship.
No, I wouldn't.
For that
I wouldn't necessarily
picture.
Do that though. But for the situation. I mean, she actually, she might also understand, too, because she's a huge fan of her, too.
You know, it's funny. I always hear girls say, like, oh, no, she's hot. And they act like it would almost be okay for you to pay to take that picture.
Yeah. And then you say it, and then you're like, get a hand in the back
right.
of the head.
I don't care about money because I'm paying. Favorite artist, it's truly about the disrespect. It's okay. This texter basically says it's just about the disrespect when you get in the pose. Just the posing is the, so this texter says the posing position is what the, they say the money is not the thing, the internet is not the thing, but the pure pose is enough to say, yeah, we can't.
I'm just shocked that he even does, like, he's allowing that. Like, yeah, you can do whatever pose you want.
Surely there's whatchamacallit. Surely
like,
there's
some like regulations and stuff.
Or just a whatchamacallit. You agree to, you know.
Oh yeah, like a contract. Yeah, NDA or something.
Not even NDA.
Oh yeah.
That is what I'm trying to say, but there's probably another word for it. Just
NDA, cuz then you wouldn't be able to post it.
Yeah, right. Just whatever the disclaimer is what I can't think of the word. You know what I'm saying. Everybody knows what I'm saying. If I had the opportunity, hold on. The texter says Tanner's a cougar chaser. Was the oh man, where'd that come from?
Okay, I found a photo.
Oh yeah,
no way. I'm allowing that.
Okay,
he's got my girl picked up like that.
Wait. Describe what you see on the. You just picked up a random Chris Brown photo. Of one of these things, and what are you looking at?
All right, so it's a photo of Chris Brown and a girl, and he's got her picked up and got her by the caboose, and her arms are wrapped around his neck. And it is with a post from a man saying, "This was my soon-to-be fiancé. I'm heartbroken, devastated, embarrassed, and bamboozled. Once I've seen this photo and seen how viral it's gotten, with the insensitive, supportive comments, I've ended the engagement immediately." If it was my girl like that, though, ooh, they would.
Okay.
The relationship wouldn't just be over. I would do something to embarrass her or something.
How much would you pay for that reverse with Sophia?
All right, like $1,100. Yeah.
Tanner is honest today, good people. Yes. Yeah, consent. Thank you. Red state, consent. Yeah, form. Yeah, informed.
Yeah.
Consent.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why we didn't think of that.
I know. Memo of understanding. Yeah, that would sound appropriate. Yeah, whatever it is, it's racy. They're racy. And Tanner said, first look at it, he's definitely divorcing. But if the roles reversed, he's going for it.
There's another one where he just has, like, like they're like hugging, it's more like a prom photo.
Yeah,
like that one's fine. I'd be like, you still spent $1,100 on that, but like, the first one I saw, nah, I'd raise hell.
Gosh darn it, I think I'm too. I don't know.
It's a weird day and age, though. Like, yeah, with love.
That
it's.
Are you supposed to give that a pass, though?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, when I see, okay.
I'm doing it for the sake of the conversation, but if my girl ever did that, I'd freak out, like lose it.
Just no. I wouldn't freak out, but it's a song called Walking in the Rain. Have you ever heard of it?
Maybe. Who's it by?
It's called a guy named Orange Juice Jones.
Yeah, no. I've never heard of it.
Okay. Now, it was like the original training video for guys to handle being cheated on, right? And here's the thing. I want you to go to the last 60 seconds of Walking in the Rain. Right? If you play Walking in the Rain and you see a video, go to this part where she walks into the house. If you see the actual video, you can fast forward to when she first walks into the apartment at the end and puts down her thing. I got a treat, people. If you're listening right now, this is for the olders, but I promise you, I'm going to get onto the recruiting part of the thing, but this is Tanner's fault. Tanner talked about, look, Chris, this is Chris Brown's fault. This is Tanner's fault.
The first line I pop up by accident was, I gave you things that you can't pronounce.
Okay, so back it up, like, I want to back it up before she comes, like, into the room. Because he says, hey, you know, how you doing? Okay, and tell me when you're ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here.
This is what I would do.
Still waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? You did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank, took out every dime, and then I went and canceled all those credit cards, all your charge counts. Yeah, I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah, that's right, everything.
But yeah,
everything.
Everything.
Did fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet, cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove? Huh? This with the juice.
This with the juice?
I gave you silk suits, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you still young. I hope you learned a valuable lesson from all this. You know? I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids. Did you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. It's my world. You just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out here.
Don't touch that coat. Oh, for those who don't remember, that was Walking in the Rain. That is a classic by Orange Juice Jones. And he wasn't playing around, was he? He said, I canceled all your charge cards, all your credit cards, all your accounts, everything you ever had.
I can't give you anything but advice because you're still young.
Yeah, that is the classic. That would probably be me once I saw the Chris Brown photograph of him holding my lady up in the air, saying, yeah, we're not going to recover from that. Okay, so here's the thing. Speaking of identifying them early, I want to ask a quick simple question. And I want to make sure everybody knows 3831-939 is the text line. 8150-939 is the phone line. So here's what you do. We identified, you know, like I said, I don't want it to be, like I said, it's not a Coleman Hawkins bash session, you know, whatever. It's just he's happens to be a great example when you cancel a recruiting visit to say, hey, we want to start learning about our coach's ability to identify possible traits. Like, he can see that trait. If you can see, if anybody has heard that interview, you can identify a trait like that and say, no, if he doesn't know better than that by now, he's going to have us in trouble. So here's the thing. Tanner, texters, 3831939, 8150939. You're on the recruiting trail, okay? At the University of Louisville. We'll go to football. Tanner is recruiting. He's filling out his program. What is the first quality of you filling out your football roster, Coach Tanner, assistant coach Tanner, main assistant to Jeff Brohm? What type of thing are you looking for to bring to Coach Brohm as far as you hitting the recruiting circuit?
A dog. Like,
okay, so you choose dog before speed.
Yeah, I would do that.
Dog before speed. Texters, do you agree with Tanner or disagree? Dog before speed if you're bringing a recruit to Jeff Brohm. This is a good starting point, you know, because, like, I want to know, do you recruit speed? Do you recruit attitude first? And again, because here's the thing. Depending on the kind of coach you are or the developer you are, you say, I can, like if you're a, you know, a shouter coach, you know, if you're a real in your face kind of coach, you think, I can take this speed and make it and bring out the dog. Like, I can make it to a dog, but I can't teach that speed. Other people say, you got to have the dog already in you, and we can work on the other stuff. Like, I can take a dog and put him in my system, and the dog's going to eat. You know, so it, like, as far as a recruiting strategy, Robert says, dog before speed. That's one on that one. Because I don't know. Like, sometimes when I see some, it's like,
speed kills, but the dog kills the speed. That's how I look at it. And a dog can have some speed, too.
Right. Listen, that's always the cheating part. That's the invisible armor part. What you say? Yeah. I want both. It's like, you know, like, yes, we want the perfect recruit.
Yeah, but I would rather have the dog over the speed.
Hungry. You'd rather have the attitude than the speed.
Especially with football.
Listen. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can go get give me the fast dog. Like, of course, you go to the track. You go to the track, and you try to go get as many track guys as you can. And, I'm looking at one thing you can count on. Okay, Texas says, one thing you can count on. Never mind, I'm not doing that. It's Okay. Dog speed, then what quality you look for? Okay, if dog is first, what's your second quality you look for?
Probably speed.
Is speed?
Or, yeah, no, I'd say speed. If not,
strength. Where does pure strength rank on how you would recruit? Because here's the thing. By the time
I'd say like second or third.
Like, are we thinking weight room strength?
I don't need like social media muscles you're talking about. Like, you see like the workout videos and like, oh man, he could squat a lot. But like, I want a guy that's going to, like, push the other dude's head into the dirt.
Okay, so is that more size?
I'll change my answer to size then.
Okay,
yeah.
So you would go dog first. Dog, you would scour the country for dog attitudes first. And what is a dog attitude to you? Like assistant coach Tanner is scouring the place. When you see, like, are they fighting? Do they fight
during, like, training camp? Like, nothing like.
Do they hit harder?
They hit a little bit harder, but they can get hit down and then get back up and, like.
Okay, so that goes in the dog category.
Yeah.
How fast they jump up off the ground.
And then how hard they can hit and how they can deal with adversity. Like, game one last year when we were down, I don't even know, to Georgia Tech. Like, is he going to be a puppy and
does that make Jack Plummer dog?
In that game one, yeah.
He was
a dog that game. I'll give him that.
I have
trashed him a lot, but he was a dog that game.
You got to give him you do have to give him his props on that one. Okay, if Brom's the coach, it has to be dog. If Petrino's the coach, I choose speed. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
that's a good point.
I get that one. Hold on. Oh, first time. Okay, I can't jump on that one too hard. Texas says I'm looking for size. Depends on the position. That's fair. That's fair too. Like, okay, the position talk is kind of nuanced. You know, like I said, we're talking about the bulk of our skill positions. We're talking about our safeties, our corners, our linebackers, you know, your running back size, wide receiver size, tight end size. Like, of course, line is. You just want big, like lineman. You want size and functional power. Yeah. Listen, I don't. You know what? I'm starting to think I don't care about size or I don't care about strength in the skill positions like I used to. Getting away with so much. It's like
you don't need like a DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm starting to think the size on the skill positions make them injury prone now. It's starting to seem like the skinny guys that are the ones not getting hurt.
Did you see the Christian Watson of the Packers? He did him and some, I think it was a safety. I don't know, remember the name, but it was Watson and some other dude on the Packers.
I'm listening.
They went to University of Wisconsin and they're like training facility / like medical school.
Yeah.
And they were doing a workout and he figured out one of his hamstrings, his right one, is 20% less strong than his left one in like the ace or whatever it is. Like he figured out the injury prone of like one thigh.
Yeah.
And now he's gonna like train
to balance
more it out. Yeah, balance it out. He's like, I know it won't be perfect, but like I go on to get into that like 6% range, like you just brought up the injury part, like,
yeah,
and
right.
Like he's kind of a big body too, so
right.
Like, it makes me think might come in skinnier.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm like again with the new rules, like I
guys can't get hit.
Right. Your line.
I feel bad for your son. Like, how do you tackle now?
Listen, I saw him when he got that fine that he got that hit to the helmet fine. It was brutal. Like I can't believe
it. What is it like? Well, he's not like a.
Yeah,
he's not like big, always in the news for it. So it was probably, but it was probably like 10,000.
Yeah,
it's insane.
I think it was a lot. I think it was short of 20. It's like, you can't do that to me. Like, I don't make that kind of money to wear a helmet to help me hit.
Someone on the Steelers had like he led with the crown of his helmet, and I think it took half of his game check. Because he's like, a six-round rookie
Or undrafted,
or like an undrafted guy.
God,
it's insane
brutal.
The fines that they give out.
Yeah, but I am with these skill positions. It's like when you look at somebody like Alvin Kamara's size. Like, I think he's been kind of a holdout, kind of them holding him out. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's my guy.
Yeah,
like them.
I love
just,
that guy.
Yeah. Oh, you're
a huge fan of him.
Okay. Yeah, that's
oh, yeah, he played with.
Yeah.
I he played in
We was at the wedding, and I was posting pictures hanging out and all that good stuff. Alvin, slim guy. He stayed. I mean, he got tight.
He's built.
Yeah, but
he stayed
slim.
He ain't no Derrick Henry.
And I think he's been. That's why he's been able to be around and valuable. And it looks like he's just waiting, or the team is just waiting. Like, let's get our team together before we send him back out there, because ain't no sense to send him out there with.
He's a running back, so you got to be careful with those guys. But you're right, though. He's one of the few guys that's like,
I think,
consistently played like 12 plus games a year for a running back.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more slim guys in football. But I don't know. San Francisco, they got some. some powerful dudes. Defensive
Trent Williams.
Are defensive ends getting skinnier?
That's one thing I've noticed is in like the draft, when they like go to the draft time, and it's they're never talking about like, look at his strength off the line. It's always like, look at the speed. Like,
look at his
he
bend.
Might be lower his or speed smaller, and his but yeah, like they're getting more.
Okay, Texas says
they're not as thick.
Okay, where are you on this one? Texas says I want someone who is team first.
Yeah, I think that goes in between like the dog one.
If Steve was here, he'd puke about that one. Listen, Steve, I'll give him credit. He's not sentimental over team first guy. He's like, no, I want some guys who only care about their own performance. You know, just, you know, like, but I do get his point. In basketball, it's kind of the, I want some scorers that's going to score no matter what. And you got, some of those guys got to have super tunnel vision to stay in scoring mode. And that's like, I feel you. Okay, but if you're asking me, listen, I was being devil's advocate. I probably agree that the dog first thing, right? Like, yeah, because it's like one of those things when people ask me about even about Jalen, I'm like, he got, you know, he's tough.
He's kind of undersized, right?
Like, yeah. That's the first credit to his success is he's tougher. You know, he's tougher than, you know, most people around him. So I think I would agree. Like, if I'm on a recruiting trail and I don't think that to the toughness part, the reason I also say that is because it doesn't matter the position. If I can find the toughest dudes at any position, you know, like I'm going to be able to move the ball 3 yards. Because here's the thing, I'm not playing fantasy football or fantasy basketball. Like my guy, like I'm gonna have some physical guys. Like I can be able to grind to that. You know, I want to start by being able to get 3 yards. Then I work from there. I want to start by being able to get 3 to 6 and get first downs. I want to be able to get 4th and 1, 4th and 2. That's why the Philly tush push, whatever you want to call it, I had a particular enjoyment for that because I'm like, yeah, you go get some big linemen that can move the ball. What about technique? See, that's where my arrogance comes in at. Listen, being from the Texas says, what about technique? Being from the Denny's Crumb School of Repetition, I can repeat technique. I can give you homework assignments. I can teach you more technique even when I'm not around. I can ridicule, critique your technique, and I can send you, say, hey, how good do you want to be? If I know you're a dog and I give you some, you know, homework and I say, do this a thousand times a night this way, I can teach technique. So I'm not worried about technique in the early parts of any recruiting. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Doc.
Hey, Marcus. So, tying the whole show together, let's go back to the beginning. Would you want that inconsiderate, selfish guy in the car who didn't let the guy in off the island?
Oh, my God.
To be on your football team?
the bad traffic guy, the selfish traffic guy. Yeah. No, I would not want him.
I'll tell you what, he's not my quarterback.
He is not my. He cannot be my quarterback or my point guard for sure.
Okay, just checking.
Oh no, I appreciate it. No, that is a full circle tie-in to what Doc said. Yeah, like if you won't let him in, if you think you need to be. That's like the guy to get the guard that gets on a fast break and he can't really dunk it and he just lays it up and he has some silly athlete right behind him. One time I got in trouble. I think it was against Kentucky. I had Alex Sanders behind me, big 6'8" guy, and I had a dude on me that I didn't like it because they were saying we were a match. Right. And I'm like, he's not a match for me. Right. And it was late in the game. And I'm just like, I got him right on my hip, Tanner. And I'm just like, there ain't no way I'm good. I knew I was going to get the and one. I knew it. I said, he can't stop me right here. So I just get to, you know, do a little bump, get to get my Luka on a little bit, get the and one. And it was like, at the time, it was great. We got in the film room. Davenport was like, make the next pass. He's like, why would you do that? Make the next pass. And I was kind of like,
But coach, I got the point.
I know. I was looking at the video, and it weighed on me heavily after that because I didn't understand. But it's like, yeah, he dunks that thing, and he swings on the rim and brings the house down. I get the and one. I thought my and one would be better, but then I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, maybe you're right. Maybe I find a way to dump that off. But it wasn't like selfish. I felt like I was doing the right thing. But yeah, that's the point. Like, I guess I was that traffic guy that time. But I thought I was helping you out by speeding up. That way you can merge behind me. I guess that's how you justify it. Steve wanting the first guy. Hold on. Steve wanting the first lines up with being a Cowboys fan. That's a good point, Steve. I tell you what, we're heavy on the time. Let's take our last commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Quick reminder to one of our best partners that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be thinking Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned, operated, will work with your insurance, free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Sorry about that. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Breaking news. Breaking news. Dylan Avar, Chris Jones have committed to the TBT. Speaking of dogs, Chris Jones had a little bit of dog in it. Always very unfortunate to think about how the saga of Chris Jones went here. But Chris Jones, who had a good tournament, you remember him last year, playing with the Memphis team. He was a problem in the TBT. Now, if you get is that like Chris Jones is the perfect TBT guy. Like he plays like he needs that $1 million. He doesn't play like he's trying to prove that he's better than people. He plays like he needs the money, right? And here's the thing. Chris Jones is a dog. He plays like he needs the money, and you can tell it, like his reverence for Louisville. Because you always wondered, you know, being that his situation, you know, went so crazy, you always wondered, did he have a harshness towards Louisville or a harshness, you know, relationship? He looked like he wanna make Louisville proud, because I'm sure he wasn't happy with, you know, what happened with this situation. But yeah, that's definitely one of those dog ear attitudes that you can put on the court for your TBT. I guess I need to get Reese Gaines in here. See if Reese has a separate game plan. Get Reese to talk about where we went wrong last year. And was it just we don't have to relive last year, but I did have fun with last year's TBT. So yeah, Dylan Avar also joined as committed to the TBT. I mean, what if this? How are the seedings going to come out next week of the TBT if we haven't got the entire roster? Huh. I'm curious about that. And here's the thing. I hope there's a. Did you know Shaq had a team?
A TBT one?
Yes.
Was it like for LSU?
And listen, they put it out there kind of teasing, like almost like he'd be eligible.
That'd be crazy.
Okay, let me ask you this, because that's always a conversation. Shaq, Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan. Who else do you put in that category that no matter what age they are, you think they could be a problem? It's Tigers, because I guess it's
Tigers
not taxing.
Kind of
it's not, yeah, but it's not a taxing.
Yeah,
it's taxing as a sport. But when you say Shaq, like when
Tom
you say
Brady,
okay, when you say Jordan, okay, Tom
like
Brady,
I can still see him like slinging a pass right now.
Tom is only 1 year removed. What is he? 1 year removed?
Yeah, but he's like almost Shaq's age. I'm just trying to think of like
that may be a good point. That may be a legit point.
He's old.
But you know how when you think about Mike Tyson, like
I got a good one. Dan Marino. I can see him being somewhat still good today.
For like a one drive to win a game.
Yeah, like
would you take Dan Marino now or Tua?
Oh, don't do that to me. I think the nostalgia, I'm going to go with Dan strictly because he'll be like, I have to do this. This is my only shot.
You do realize how ridiculous that sounds.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, completely.
Listen, but here's the thing. That's what my thing was with Jake Paul. I'm like, he's going to beat that old man to death.
Well, it got canceled.
Yeah, I know. But
do you know about Mike Perry, too?
No.
Guy's going to be. I think people are going to be like, who's Mike Perry? Guy is a UFC fighter or former UFC fighter, and now he does, if you haven't seen it yet, he does the bare knuckle boxing.
Okay.
So he's an insane person.
Yeah.
He might kill Jake Paul, I'm like convinced.
See, but that's my thing. When they set that fight up, I was like, it's ridiculous to think for a rational human being to think that Mike Tyson can beat up a young man.
My heart says like he's gonna do it. And then my brain's like,
I know.
He's like,
can you scramble grab that door really, really quick? It's cool. I'm just gonna continue this one. Listen, I know he got it. My brain will not let me say Jake Paul or anybody gonna beat Mike Tyson. But yeah, it's just like, but when you do the math, you're just like, he's 60.
Yeah,
he's 60. You start creaking at 32. LeBron is considered ancient at 38, 39. Like, and it's not a fighting sport.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is 60 in a combat sport.
And he boxed Roy Jones like 3 years ago during like COVID or something. And cause just to raise money. And like, yeah. If you remember the post fight conf, interview, they're asking Roy, they're like, how you feel, Roy? Like, you went in with a warrior like that. And like, Tyson's like off on the side, like, well, ask about me. Like, I haven't fought in like 20 years. Like, I'm a beginner right now.
Texas says Akeem Elijah would. So you That's think they could come in here and get somebody a couple buckets? I did see him training. I saw the video of Akeem Elijah when training. Yeah, Shaq, but my point is, Shaq, even them teasing, like Shaq would be eligible to play on his TBT team. If you tease me for a couple seconds and say, yeah, Shaq's gonna take a month with a personal trainer and get in shape and play, I'd be like, okay, that team.
Tuning in.
Yeah, and I make that team the favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Even though once I see him move, I'm going to be like, Marcus, that was stupid. You see how fat he is? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's Shaq.
It's Shaq. Like, we see him do one dunk, and we're like, yeah, he can still do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, no way. Oh, Texas says Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
I don't know, because when he did the Baltimore retirement thing and he did his little dance, It was a little slow, but he's still like,
yeah.
He's still in pretty good shape. Like, he's not swole face. Somebody says Reggie Miller was still. Okay, with the basketball players, we're talking about one quarter.
Oh, my God. When they said Reggie Miller, I thought Reggie White, the old D lineman. I was like, what?
Yeah. But he passed.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Miller. Yeah. Miller could hit a failure too. I don't know.
Reggie Miller, like, he enjoying too much retirement.
He's enjoying Wendy's.
Right.
He's living there, right?
What did he say? Stale beer or something?
Oh, what?
Texas says Barry Sanders. So you think Barry Sanders could give you a quarter?
His body might be the best out of all these people who are saying. He never got hit and he retired early.
Kevin Garnett.
Ooh.
But they say he retired to go. Yeah, listen, and he went over to Amsterdam. Did you know that?
KG?
Barry Sanders.
Oh. No, I didn't.
Did you know that?
No.
The minute he retired, he went straight to Amsterdam. I'll let you.
Red light district.
I'll let you use your imagination on what daily partakings he did. No. You're letting everybody know what you're doing when you retire and go straight to Amsterdam. He's just like, yeah, I know why you retired. I got enough money to smoke for the rest of my life. Yeah. Hey, baby, you want to come with me to Amsterdam or not?
I'm Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Yes. Whoever your girlfriend is, listen, I'm not marrying you, but we smoke together. And we can go to Amsterdam and we can do this every day and eat good. Red State says Aaron Donald. Yeah, he's too fresh off.
He's like 33.
Yeah, he's too fresh off the.
He retired early and he was still fine.
Who, Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
He was too big to like get hurt.
What do you think about Michael Phelps? How old is he now?
I think he's like 40.
Listen, I agree. If Calvin Johnson said he's coming back this year, I wouldn't bet against him. I bet Calvin Johnson would get taken in the top three rounds of everybody's fantasy draft.
I would do it.
That's a great closer. That's a great closer. Calvin Johnson. You go ahead, please. If Calvin Johnson said, I'm coming back this year, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, I wouldn't bet against Calvin Johnson. Shaq, Tyson, Calvin Johnson, Texas says Nolan Ryan. Michael Phelps.
Yeah, he did pitch for like till he's 50.
What's my Yankees closer?
Oh, Rivera? Rivera?
Mariano Rivera. Yeah. I may.
It's a hockey one, Gordie Howe. The guy played till he was like 60 in the NHL.
That's a Nicky. It's a good As always, 81-50-93-9 is the number. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Mendez Marks, baby, 93-9 the Ville.